stairway going off.
Okay.
The main park. It's not as wide as the stairway, but stairs. Okay. Steps.
Now, if you could just pronounce to me the plural of house. If you have more than one house, you have two
houses.
Okay. And if you live in a house a long time, it becomes your what? Your it's not only a
home.
House.
Home.
Okay.
Okay.
What would you have called that main building on your farm? Would it have been the farmhouse? Is that what you would have called it?
I think so.
Now, could you tell me what kind of, I'm wondering, inside the house, what kind of things did you have to sit on?
Chairs.
Okay. Did you have like anything like a sofa or a couch?
I do.
Which one?
A sofa.
A sofa. Okay. And would you have had anything in the bedrooms to put clothes in? Pieces of furniture to put clothes in?
You got a dresser.
A dresser, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or a hamper.
They're dirty, right?
Let me go out the car and I'll bring you one of those books.
Okay. Now you mentioned in the early days y'all didn't have water in the house, did you?
No.
Okay. Where did you get your water from?
Well, we had a pump about 50 feet from the door, I suppose.
Okay.
Hand pump.
Okay. And then you brought the water into the house in what?
Tails.
What were they made out of?
Galvanized.
Okay.
Steel.
Steel. Would you ever, I was wondering if you ever had anything like a tin bucket.
A what?
Tin. Is tin something you would have used around here?
Not true.
Okay. Would that have been used on roofs or anything?
No. But tin was a different metal.
Okay. Now the thing your mother would have used to wash dishes with, what would that have been called? The cloth that she would have used?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And the thing she used to dry them with?
Dish towel.
Okay. Would you have ever called it a tea towel?
Well, the women did.
Okay. That's what I was
wondering.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now, at the pump, the thing that the water came out of, what was that called? Would that have been called a tap or a spigot?
Pump spout.
A pump spout, okay. And inside the inside a building like that one right there, what would that be called? The thing the water comes out of there?
I suppose a faucet.
Okay, faucet. Okay. The thing your mother would have used to boil water on the stove?
Tea kettle?
Okay. And the thing she would use to cook up bacon with on the stove?
Skillet.
Okay. That's what she'd have called it.
Yeah, skillet. Okay.
Now, how did y'all get light into the house in the old days before you had electricity?
Well, when I was a boy, we had kerosene lamps.
Okay. Now, kerosene is what? That's made out of what?
It's a crude oil.
Okay.
I think it's a little different grade than diesel fuel,
but close to it. Yeah. Okay.
Similar to diesel. Generally, I think anything will run on diesel will run on kerosene.
Okay. Just a couple things I was wondering about from the old days. Did you ever hear of a bed on the floor, a bed that was made up on the floor being called a pallet? Is that a word?
Oh, I heard of it, but then we didn't. I knew what a pallet was, all right, but
okay.
But I don't know. We didn't use them.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a word called a sugan? S-U-G-A-N. Is that familiar to you?
No.
Okay. How would you pronounce that? S-U-G-A-N. Sugan. Is that how you would?
I suppose. I don't.
Okay. You never heard that.
I don't know what it means.
Okay. Okay. And now the thing, these are just a couple of pronunciation items. The things you screw into a socket would be called a what?
Light bulb.
Okay. And the thing you watch in the evening at all the programs come on.